Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. Way back in episode 80, I did a short compilation of small X spaces that I had recorded on the X platform. What I'm going to do here is present another episode of small X space clips that I've recorded on the X platform. And I will do that going forward at various times if I'm still around. If I'm not still around, my friends will do it. And so that's the basic idea of this episode. They're not edited at all. They're as they were recorded in real time on X. And so it's a short episode this time. And that's the idea, that they will be short, real-time chunks of what's happening. I don't like talking about my case so much. We've not had many episodes on that. But because of the seriousness of what's happening, I think at this time it's a good idea to do that, because who knows what the future holds. Okay, here we go. Tuesday, 30th of December, 2025. Welcome. I hope you had a great Christmas and I hope you have a great new year. I'm going to do a series of short X spaces to document things that are happening and also to talk about wider aspects in bite-sized chunks, because people prefer that, or some people prefer it. I've done long form too in the past, podcasts and articles, as you know. But as I say, some people like the shorter form, and the short X spaces can be combined into longer form episode, which is probably what will happen in the future. The purpose of this is to document in real time or near real time what is happening in more detail than I've done before. So much harm has been done to me and my daughter over the last few years. It could have killed us. The people doing it know, but they don't care whether me and my daughter live or die. That's what we're facing. I also want to make clear that many of the things done to us could have caused suicide in me or other people. You know, generally, the things are so serious that many people would have taken their own lives. I want to make very clear that I'm not suicidal. And if anything happens to me, please treat it with suspicion, and the people who have been causing the abuse should be seen as chief suspects. As I've said for a long time, I believe that we're in extreme danger. I don't know if I will survive 2026, but I will do these spaces and we will see where it goes. My friends will keep the story alive and the truth out there, even if I'm not around. And I'd ask that you please share the story too, so that whatever happens to me, it can hopefully change things for the better for other people. That's it for the first one. I hope you have a great new year. Best wishes and bye for now. Saturday, 3rd of January, 2026. Two things happened in the last week. My child fell ill yesterday, and regional tensions and the risk of conflict increased. When the last nearby military conflict happened in the summer, I messaged the passport office in the UK and my co-parent, pleading for our passports to be reissued, but they preferred to leave us at risk. My co-parent has also not bothered to call our child for a year. She's not cared whether our child is sick or well, alive or dead. She also took my house and money meant to care for our child. She has ignored questions asking for her input on our child's education and medical matters, and walked away from an agreement to parent in the UK, and refused mediation to resolve everything. She doesn't want to parent, which is her choice. But in that case, she should let us move on safely, I hope our child will be well in a few days. Either way, the other parent has abandoned our daughter for 2 years, and it is pure luck that we're still alive. I do not write this to criticise my co-parent. I'm just providing the context and facts as we're in danger, so that what is happening is known in case something happens. I hold no grudge. I just want the harm to stop after 7 years, and for her to support the passport application so that we can reach safety if needed.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.